This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
But it is the live Saturday night version of Free Talk Live.
The live Saturday night aversion?
The live Saturday night aversion. I don't blame you. However, if you are averse to Free Talk Live, you're in big trouble because we are basically of six, I don't know which hour we're in, but three of the 6 hours that we're on the weekends, there is not another live call-in show on in America.
Mm.
So there just isn't one. So we're it. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Been all over the board tonight, from immigrant kids being strapped to chairs and hooded to Trump being a Russian president. I don't know. New World Order. It kind of went off the rails here in the last few segments. 855-450-3733. Let's go to John calling in from Virginia, listening to WNIS. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a little comfort for conspiracy theorists, but I would recommend a text for those who would like to know the history of the European Jews.
Okay.
Jonathan Israel, I think within the last 10 years, published the book European Jewry, J-E-W-R-Y, from 1500 to 1750. And so a recent caller mentioned the Rothschilds and others. Those particular names don't show up very much in this scholarly book, which may be a bit of a challenge for some readers, but I highly recommend it if you want to know how the European Jewry, the European community of the Hebrew nation, accomplished what it did after being thrown out of Spain about 1500.
I was fully expecting this to be the protocols of the learned
elders of Zion. Yes, that's what I was expecting too. John, what can you give me, encapsulated for me? What is it that made Jews successful in the 16th, 17th, 18th centuries?
Extreme adversity. They had been allowed to live at the lowest level. They had been permitted to live at the lowest level on the Iberian Peninsula when Ferdinand and Isabella. Forced the evacuation. Some went south and east. They're called Levantine Jews, and they ended up back close to where they began. And another group of the Jews found their way across Europe. They had been limited to collecting bits of cloth and pieces of metal. Many of the Jews in Spain were making hats, milliners. And when they were thrown out, there were limitations in every country, in every city. There could be, an example for an Antwerp, there could be 14, maybe, families of Jews. And anybody more than that had to leave. And they kept going east, and the Radziwill and the other wealthy princes in Poland and the other countries in that area in Eastern Europe needed managers in the booming trade after the end of after the disorganization from the plague two centuries before. Europeans were growing wheat, and it needed to be shipped from the great inland fields. The Jews had they found a place to live, and they found an ability, they demonstrated an ability to manage property. And the property included fields of grain, which had to be shipped. And within a couple of generations, there were connections among the European Jews.
So what was the name of the book again, John?
European Jewry, J-E-W-R-Y.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Mike calling in from Georgia. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Let's hear you, Mike. Hey, I enjoy the show. I really do. I was listening a little while ago about the kids in Virginia. I don't exactly buy that. But just because of the logistics of where Virginia is, how did these kids wind up there?
So we're talking about these immigrant kids that were in immigration news reported by Democracy Now. A review by the state of Virginia has confirmed immigrant teenagers were strapped to chairs. So this is a review by the state of Virginia. Says that immigrant teenagers were strapped to chairs and had mesh bags placed over their heads. I did check this through because I check everything that goes on the air as best I can. And there are corroborating stories.
To me, that just sounds, I'll tell you the reason to me it sounds just so incredible. We're 500 miles away. They're 500 miles away from the Canadian border and 1,000 miles away from the Mexican border. They're a coastal state. What strikes me is, where did the kids come from? I don't know.
They're probably not being caught by Virginia state officials. They're probably being held in Virginia state facilities because oftentimes the federal government will pay state facilities to house federal inmates because the federal government doesn't want to build them, and many of the states have. So sometimes communities will even build prisons just to take federal inmates as an investment.
Well, you're out because Virginia is right by Washington, D.C. Okay, that's a good point. And one quick thing, and I'll let you go.
Yes, sir.
The guy that was talking about the Jews and all that and the suppression kind of reminded me of the American Indians. Anyway, y'all have a nice evening. Bye.
I'd agree with you. Thanks for the call, Mike. No doubt American Indians had it rough. I think the worst part, is that they just weren't prepared for the diseases. I mean, you know, when the two continents collided, when North America collided with South America, the greatest predator on the South American continent was a giant predatorial bird. It's like an ostrich with a pointy beak. And it could not survive the big cats that were on the North American continent. Now, it was so long ago into prehistory that nobody mourns the loss of whatever the hell that big bird was called. But this happened in much more recent history, and when, you know, the primates from the Afro-Eurasian continent managed to figure out how to get enough boats to get enough primates over to the American Western Hemisphere continents, diseases began to spread, not the least among of which was, gonorrhea, smallpox, you name it, and it wiped out. The estimations are as high as 90% of the population. And the rest of that stuff that went in was all an atrocity, but nothing could really prepare anybody for that plague. It's a plague. That's what it was. And the European continent had dealt with a plague that wiped out 66% of its population just some hundreds of years before. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Richard calling in from KBKW. Richard in Aberdeen. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Hey, I got one for you guys. I've never heard it on your show anyway.
Okay.
These Mega Millions lotteries. I've noticed, I live on the West Coast, I've noticed a lot of those lotteries are won by people on the East Coast. And as far as I'm concerned, friends of mine and I, we talk about it. I mean, I don't buy the dang tickets. I will the state lottery in that once in a while. But they should break them big money ones up. Give more people a chance, you know?
So do you think
the government's still going to get their fair share?
Oh yeah, they do. There's no doubt about it. Lotteries are they're a tax on people who can't do math. But
exactly.
Do you think that is your claim that they pick who's going to win this? Because I thought it was just done with like ping pong.
No, as far as I know, it's done legally. But there's more people on the East Coast than there is on the West Coast.
Oh, I think you're saying it should be geographically broken up somehow. Well, I suppose that's a good idea, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Thanks for calling, Richard.
Hey, more people would be, in my opinion, I'd be putting money in there.
Whoops, I dropped him accidentally. It's my fault, Johnson. Don't do that. 855-450-3733.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizen.global.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. In the last segment, we talked about both an Indian plague and the Mega Millions lottery. Just proof that you can call in about anything you want here on Free Talk Live. Johnson, You run the Free Talk Live's official T-shirt store. It's called Liberty Minded.
That's right, libertyminded.com. You can get, it's 100% cotton T-shirts is what I do over there. I try to do thick fabric T-shirts that last, and I have, I'm constantly updating the products over there. One of the shirts recently mentioned on copblock.org is a shirt about the Thin Blue Line Gang. I got a shirt about that recently. Also this week I've updated and
added. You're going to get assassinated.
Well, you know, I don't necessarily think that it's going to be my issue, but it's going to be the issue for the person who has the courage to wear this shirt.
You do make shirts for, you know, that yeah. you think
some of my shirts.
Want.
Some of my shirts are going to be edgy, and I know that the cop lockers have some courage to them. You know that they're willing to go and confront police, and they're not. You know, they're willing to wear things that are you know, people unfortunately worship police. But you know, I also have some other irreverent shirts out there. I've got some shirts that are about freedom in software and programming and, you know, anti-intellectual property shirts. I just put up one based on this whole Nike controversy, one that'll outlast the current controversy. I just, you know, slapped together the socialism logo put the slogan, just steal it. The socialism symbol, the hammer and sickle.
Oh, I see.
You know, the common, the Soviet, socialist republic symbol. And, I put that with the Nike.
You should be happy to be free, comrade.
So, you know, just poking fun at socialists, just steal it. I feel like that encapsulates the ideals there. So, yeah.
LibertyMinded.com. David calling in from San Francisco. David, you're on freetalklive.com.
Yeah, hi. You know, I was kind of intrigued by the discussion about the Rothschilds a little earlier. You know, it's kind of ridiculous to think of them as lizard people. They're just basically fools.
Fools?
Fools. They're okay. Like Trump. You know, Trump plays with money like it's a game. And he doesn't realize that people's lives depend upon money. You know, that repairing, think of Trump as a slumlord. You've got stairs that need repairing. You need windows to be washed. You need roads to be repaired. You know, 10,000 different things need to be repaired about America. Structural things, bridges, parks, all sorts of different things. And the guy is playing with money like it's a game. And he's ignoring the lives of 350 million people plus the rest of the world. And so then you get into the Rothschilds. They've been doing this for 500 years. A good example of how far back the Rothschilds go is the Spanish Armada. They were the ones that lent the money to the Spanish to build the Armada. And it was in the 1980s, if I remember right, 1980s as opposed to the 1500s. So it was, 300 and something short over 400 years. 1588 is when the Spanish Armada sank, and 1980s, 400 years later, the Spanish finally finished paying the Rothschilds back for the Spanish Armada. It took them 400 years to pay for the ships that were built.
I'll have to take your word for it, but I guess I have some questions about Trump and fixing the windows and those kind of things. What business does the federal government have for fixing bridges and roads and the infrastructure that's, you know, admittedly, infrastructure repairs need to go on here in the United States, but what business does the federal government really have for that?
Well, we the people own it.
The federal government?
In certain cases, sure. The interstate highways, absolutely.
Highways are often funded, through the federal government. What business did they have building them? I mean, the Constitution doesn't give the right to the federal government to build roads. In fact, it says that any right, it says post roads, mind you, but no one's called them a post road. But, I mean, it says that, in fact, any powers that weren't specifically given in the Constitution were, in fact, remanded back to the state and the people. And so doesn't that make roads and bridges generally the problem of states? And that way they should be paid for by, sales tax, property tax, whatever the states are doing.
Well, it's interesting you raise that because the interstate highway system was put together in Eisenhower's administration.
Well, after the writing of the Constitution, yes.
Sure, the 1950s. And it was called the Interstate Commerce and Defense Interstate Highways, I believe.
Something like that. I've heard it was to move tanks quickly.
Well, that's right. It was, and so it was considered a part of self-defense as well as commerce. And so when you imagine all of the, you know, whether it's Walmart or whether it's any other corporation that wants to move its goods, you know, they should be, and they were for many years, paying road tax as part of the development of the interstate highway system. And the military-industrial complex really didn't pay for it for the most part, but that's how the camel's nose got under the tent of it. And so in some ways I would agree with you, and in some ways, either way, we the people own it. And if you've ever been in various states like, say, Utah, you know, where there are very few people in Montana, Utah, various places, and there are huge cliff-to-cliff bridges that those counties would never have been able to pay for them, you know, for the interstate highway to come through basically a desert that might have 100,000 people in a half million square acres.
Is that a good idea, though? I mean, if a bridge couldn't be afforded, then why should we have it?
Well, if you want to get, you know, you remember the covered wagon took you 6 months to go from, say, you know, out in Boston all the way to California, and you would freeze to death in the snow versus an elaborate bridge that was paid for by the federal government that would save you 2 weeks' time to go the same distance. You know, what you could travel in 2 hours would take you 6 weeks to travel.
So a practical argument.
Cliffs and, yeah.
Let me, one other question. You say that the United States government is owned by we the people. There's a Princeton study from 2014 that says that the United States is an oligarchy, not a democracy. So by evidence, if you're talking about a practical evidence-based look at things, which is what you're talking about with these roads, then you would say that the government does not belong to the people because the people have no control. That ownership is about control, and that you and I, if we wanted to get something done, we couldn't get it done. It'd be impossible.
Well, it's funny that they want to put it that way because that would I would say that they are caving in to somebody that claims that they own it. In other words, if you look at bond issues, a highway bond issue or a sewer bond issue.
10 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, the bondholders do not own the sewer system. They simply lent the money.
They lent the money.
To build it.
Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it. Got to go. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former President Barack Obama has been keeping a relatively low profile since leaving office. He says the stakes now are too high to stay home and stay quiet. Speaking in Anaheim, California, he is helping support Democratic candidates in the November midterm elections.
Come on, everybody. Let's go out there and do this thing.
He says he came to energize Democrats into voting. Obama gave his endorsement to 7 candidates who are trying to win in districts currently held by Republicans, and he urged Democrats to get to work.
You can feel people saying, oh, enough is enough.
We're going to kick off our bedroom slippers. We're putting on our marching shoes.
He said he's hopeful that Democrats can win back the House. He said these were challenging times in an era of politics of fear, not politics of hope. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition with Mark
and Johnson.
855-450-3733. Been across the board tonight. 855-450-FREE. Want to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty? Freedom's with an S. Phoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. The reason I know that they cover all these different things is I wrote this copy because I've been a subscriber to their news aggregation site for more than a half a decade. Freedomsphoenix.com. Look, every story that comes across there isn't relevant to me, but they encapsulate it and make it very easy for me to consume, and I suspect you'll feel the same. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico on the Discord line. Now, people, note how good he sounds compared to a regular caller. I don't have him sitting in the studio. David, you're on.
How do you sound? Can you hear
me? Great.
Sound good?
He's being funny.
Funny? Nobody funny here in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Crypto tip. Is that when you just sneak it in there for a second?
That crypto tip is our website, cryptotip.org.
That's
what can I do for you, David?
Okay. Well, you don't want to know that, but let me tell you this instead. Doggone it, now you made me forget what I was, let me check my note. I did what Ian said, I wrote it down.
That's the best bet, is to write it down before you call in, because, it's freewheeling on a radio show.
Mark will distract you with all that other stuff. So yeah, you got to write it down.
It's my job.
Fact check. You say you are on for 6 hours over the weekend. You're the only live call-in show in the nation.
Well, live, I should say nationwide call-in show.
Well, isn't everything nationwide now that we have the internet?
I suppose, but I mean, that's not what people mean when they say, nationwide commercial radio program, okay. But I guess.
Okay.
Sure. I mean, anybody can get a YouTube channel and a Telos machine, and they've got a live call-in show.
Yeah, let your fact remain, then I won't challenge it. There's a local radio station has a 5 to 8 program on live call in on Saturdays, but it's they're on the internet, but they're really only a local program, even though they're a Fox affiliate. But
I do appreciate anybody doing fact checks on me, though.
Yeah, no sweat. The invoice is on its way.
Well, we'll give you a percentage of profit.
I'd rather have some of your Bitcoin.
Is that what we called about the fact check?
Yeah, that's what we call. Oh, you know, as long as we're on the Bitcoin, though, there was something else that you said I wanted to fact check on.
Yes.
So you had said a while back about not telling people, not encouraging people to buy Bitcoin by saying, or cryptocurrencies by saying, if you'd have just bought in when I told you to, you'd be a millionaire. So using that statement,
it sounds really smug.
Logic, yeah, but using that statement and applying logic, that means you're a millionaire.
No, it doesn't, because I can tell you this. We were Free Talk Live was certainly in on the crypto wave way back then. We talked about cryptocurrency the first time in December of 2010, the first program in the world, the first media in the world, likely, for best I can tell, the first non-technical media in the world to talk about cryptocurrency. When we did, it was 26 cents at that moment in time when we spoke about it. If you would have bought 100 of them, it probably would have cost you, I think that's $26, you can fact check me, and that 100 would be worth $700,000 or so now, $600,000 or $700,000 or so now. Hold on to it. Don't worry. It'll be worth $1 million in short order. And then, you'd be living pretty well. But, and we were getting paid in cryptocurrency back in, I think it started in 2011, maybe 2012, by one of our major advertisers. And then actually quite a few of them, were paying in cryptocurrency. But we had bills to pay, so we did liquidate some cryptocurrency and that sort of thing. We also, whatever cryptocurrencies we had left, Ian and I created a fund with our hopes of spreading the ideas of liberty. So whereas we may have the ability to manage some money, that doesn't mean that we, in fact, ourselves possess it.
So, between you and Ian and the church, the Shire Church, if you had, just for giggles here, if you had held everything that you possessed rather than using it to pay things, have you calculated how much you would have had at its peak?
I don't need to be in a suicidal situation here. I mean, I quite literally had thousands of bitcoins go through my wallets, and right. I'm sure Ian is in a similar boat. It would be lots and lots of money today. But if we hadn't been active in both buying and selling bitcoins and acquiring and spending bitcoins, would it have gone where it did? Many of the early adopters of Bitcoin, Charlie Shrim, for instance, he says that without Free Talk Live, Bitcoin wouldn't exist. Now, it would exist, but it would, I presume he means it wouldn't be what it is today. I'm not sure whether his statement is true, but I sure like that he said it. Roger Ver, who was known as Bitcoin Jesus, says that Free Talk Live was instrumental in the early adoption of Bitcoin, causing it to, getting that sort of early booster rocket that got it up into the atmosphere. Gavin Andreessen says his quote is something very similar. He calls the lunch in January 2011, where he came here to Keene, New Hampshire, to discuss Bitcoin with us, the most profitable lunch of his life, because I presume he's saying that us talking about cryptocurrency early on got other people talking about it. And
I know that I said something very foolish on air with regards to Bitcoin, which was that I said that I had really wanted to invest about $3,000 worth of Bitcoin when it hit parity with silver. But then I got really scared after it jumped the very next day. It went from $32 to like something like 100 and something, right? And I thought, well, it's just going to tank after this. Like it went up too fast, too soon. I'm not getting in because I could lose this money that I couldn't really stand to lose. Yep. I didn't want to invest, and I didn't want to take the risk when I could lose something. Well, if I had invested at that point, I would have gained myself about, you know, if I had invested right when it was around, you know, the 32 or whatever, and jumped in right as it was happening, had been paying attention, I would have had 93.75 bitcoins, which is today worth a little over $500,000.
That would be really nice, wouldn't it? But we can't know what's going to happen in the future. I can tell you this. I told people in the past to invest in Bitcoin, BTC. I made the recommendation. I believe that BTC is going to be somewhere within the next 12 months, you're going to see a situation where it's double. And that's a pretty nice number. You're not going to find too many stocks that are going to be like that. But I'm not investing in the funds that I invest for the Shire Free Church. I'm not investing in BTC as much as I'm moving them into things like Zen Cash and Bitcoin Cash and you know, some other cryptocurrencies.
I'm, you know, of two minds about it because I don't really know. You know, I was doing a show just before this tonight. I do another show called Freedom Decrypted. It's a new kind of tech show with another host here from Free Talk Live who owns a tech company. And, you know, he thinks that Bitcoin could go down to be about one-tenth what it's worth, which would still make it the most valued cryptocurrency in terms of actual value per individual coin. But, you know, I think that the value is kind of flattened out horizontally because we've got so many different cryptos now, you know?
Don't be that. David, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The final segment of the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. And I want to tell you about the AMP program. If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, spread the ideas of liberty, spread the knowledge of cryptocurrency around the world, then maybe you should join our little Mouseketeer Club and enjoy the perks. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. All the perks are listed there, and you know there's lots of them, and they're well worth it. $5 a month. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ron calling in from WIBC in Indianapolis. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening. I apologize for the Bluetooth. I'm driving a truck, and it's basically a fate worse than death if we get caught on a handheld.
No problem at all. Are you a professional driver?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you. What I was calling about is I've been trying to pass the word to everybody that listened. That, you know, you were talking about socialism earlier, and I think people get confused about socialism. What I've been asking everybody to do is to stop abbreviating. When they mention national socialists, everybody uses the abbreviation for that, and most people that refer to somebody as a national socialist have no idea what that even means. They call them Nazis. And they don't even understand what that word meant. Right. It was Nazi, not National Socialist. And if you have a friend that is a socialist, a democratic socialist, just to see what they say, ask them, what's the difference between a National Socialist, a Soviet Socialist, and a democratic socialist? Just kind of a curiosity to see how they would reply to that.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what the differences are. I mean, basically socialism seems to mean here in the United States. I mean, the Bernie Sanders kind of socialism seems to be the regular old American capitalism, whatever they're calling that. Not that I would use the term capitalism to describe what goes on here in America, but the same old stuff with just paying for more things. It seems to be what they mean when they say it. They obviously aren't talking about eating the dog like they are in Venezuela.
They don't think they are, but they are eventually. I mean, that's the way it's always gone. And that's why I say I think it's important that we refer to all socialism as socialism, because it always ends up the same. The only reason they didn't end up like that in Germany was because they were expanding. Once that expansion had ended, they would, if they had won, it would have been the same thing. They would have had to eat their dogs and their kids and everything else like they did in, I can't say what the name of Ukraine. You know, they ate their elderly at one point because that's all there was to eat.
I know that under
socialism always ends that way.
I can't remember which basketball player it was, because I'm not that great with basketball players, but it was a Chinese basketball player who was talking about...
Yeah, San Antonio.
I'm not gonna hazard a guess. I saw the video, and he was talking about socialism or communism in China or whatever, and that the people were eating their young children to survive in the worst times in China. Now, that's just his reporting of whatever it was, and I've got a name in my mind that's floating around, but I don't remember well enough that I'm not gonna pop out his name.
My wife saw him at a Walmart one time, so I remember him pretty well, but I can't think of the name either.
If you see a 7-foot tall man, you presume he's a basketball player. There's no doubt about it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Ron.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that, what was it, the Iron Lady, what was the, Margaret Thatcher, her quote is that... That socialism works until you run out of other people's money.
Right.
And, well, it's quite honestly the truth is that at some point or another, all these grand ideas that people had surrounding, this government program or that government program, because they're all these government programs are some kind of, forced redistribution of wealth. Whatever it is, you think of the government program, it's a forced redistribution of wealth, because what the government has said is that they're willing to kill you over that money that they're demanding. Ultimately, if you defend your hard-earned money, your house, and your family against what you consider to be theft, legalized theft in the form of taxes... Whatever it is, whatever the program is, the government will kill you over it. So every time you advocate for government spending, understand you're advocating for the organized and systematic armed robbery of your neighbors.
So I found just out of curiosity, I found the Margaret Thatcher quote in context. Apparently that's not the full quote. So I guess there was an interview with the Conservative Labor Party in Parliament where she was asked, there are those nasty critics, of course, who suggest that you don't really want to bring the Labor Party down at the moment. Life is a bit too difficult in the country, and that leaves them to sort out the mess and then come in and with the attack later. Say next year. And apparently she replied, I would much prefer them to bring them down as soon as possible. I think they've made the biggest financial mess that any government's ever made in this country for a very long time, and socialist governments traditionally do make a financial mess. They always run out of other people's money. It is quite characteristic of them. They then start to nationalize everything, and people just do not like more and more nationalization. They're now trying to control everything by other means. They're progressively reducing the choice available to ordinary people.
And that's what happened in Venezuela is first they instituted the socialist programs, and lots of people like it because there was lots of free stuff. And it was pretty poor there, but it's nice. Then, in order to keep things up, they have to nationalize stuff. Well, of course, the government's full of smart people, and the smart people just work for the government and everything will be fine. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-mm.
Once you take the profit motive out, once you take out the proper incentives,
market signals.
Yeah, once you take out the market signals, then it's a catastrophe. I will go ahead and say this: there are successful government programs, but they are the exception, not the rule. The government worldwide, not just ours, but the government fails its way to more funding. That's their general policy. Let's go to the phone, Jim calling in from Phoenix. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Jim, can you hear me?
Yes.
What's on your mind?
Meditate on this, Minister. You're going to profusely apologize to me on the public airwaves as you have smeared me. Or I swear by God that I'm going to love watching your... Laura scream and your spoiled little Jack that should not even exist cry. You're going to pay for said. And Johnson Rice, can I ask you a question?
What's on your mind,
Jack? If I were to make like Mark Edgington and irreparably harm and end your life as you know it, Johnson Rice, What do you think after the locals start calling you Tarface because your head has been smashed into asphalt? What do you think the chances are the pigs, as you call them, are going to give a rat's ass, that you're no longer bugging anybody or making pictures of cops like pigs? What are you going to do with your life? Wheelchair. And you can't play Atari anymore, Johnson Rice.
I don't know. Maybe I'll open a...
what are you going to do?
Maybe I'll open a charity for alcoholics.
Are the pigs going to care?
I think I'll open up a charity for people who drink too much.
Jim, is there something I can do? Is there something I can say that's going to set your mind at ease? I'm sorry, Jim, I'm sorry. I profusely apologize. I'm sorry. I just did. If you hadn't been talking, you'd have heard me. I just said, I'm terribly sorry. Okay. But you just told me that I could apologize and you'd stop.
Crap. You're going to pay for it, you piece of crap. I'm going to ruin your effort.
I don't even know what I'm paying for. All I know is that you're trying to threaten me and my friends.
I'm going to ruin your life.
Okay.
I'm going to watch this little jack scream and cry.
Are you going to do things like beat people's faces?
You scream and cry enough for everybody.
What a terrifying individual.
Not really.
He's talking about...
He's not really terrifying. He's kind of laughable. I find him very amusing.
It's certainly not our first time dealing with him, but the threats that just spew forth. And I mean, like, my wife and child.
I mean, he's
just talking about my 10-year-old boy. And then what was he saying?
Alcohol is a terrible drug. I mean, if he switched to weed, his whole life and maybe his outlook on life would change. He should just smoke a lot more.
He said he
wanted yourself some marijuana.
I gave an apology.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Get yourself some marijuana, Jim. Smoke a doob.
Check us out.
Find peace in your life, brother.
At freetalklive.com. Hopefully you can go to our Discord chat. Hopefully you'll find people that aren't
He's a lizard person.
As upset as Jim. It's discord.freetalklive.com. There's hundreds of people in there chatting right now. Free Talk Live.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.